So right at the start of the fourth quarter, DVC is going to call their second timeout.
Especially at the end of a timeout. We've done that a couple of times. We just get the wrong person.
And we'll be back after the Viking timeout right here at the start of the fourth quarter. So after the Viking timeout, we will start the fourth quarter now. Vikings leading by 17, 30-13. First and 10 for the Eagles. Cobbs under pressure, and he's going to be dropped by number 4, Kenny Schrader.
Cobbs brought down by number 4, Kenny Schrader.
And that's a loss on the play. Back to the, it's like the 26-yard line. Loss of 4. They're going to actually mark it at the 25. So loss of 4
on the play.
Second down and 14. As Laney College is going to have to get their offense together now and really rally from a 17-point deficit here to start the fourth quarter. As they went scoreless through the entire third. A few three and outs forced by the Vikings' strong defense, which has really been strong throughout this whole game, especially to start the game. Forcing about, I think it was 2-3 and outs right away to start the game. Capitalizing on that, so Vikings' strong defense really helping out with this 17-point lead, 30-13. As DVC takes their final timeout here in the second half, we'll have no more remaining, and 14-17 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading the Eagles, 30-13, the East Bay Bowl. So after the final DVC timeout of the half, 14-17 remaining here in the fourth quarter, second down and 14 from the 26. Cobbs takes the snap. And he's going to keep it, go up the middle, breaks across the 30, he's got a wide open lane. One man to beat, it's Tyrone Walker. Will he catch up with him? He will, and he's going to juke him out, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone for a huge quarterback keeper touchdown run by Charles Cobbs. All the way down from the 26, that's 74 yards. And that puts them right back into this game. Gives the Eagles 6 points, making the score 30-19. So we await the PAT now from number 61, Edgar Polito. Number 32 on for the hold. Roderick Adams takes the snap, the hold. The boot is up. It's good.
Extra point conversion by number 61, Edgar Polito.
So with the 74-yard touchdown run by Cobbs, pulls the Eagles within 10 now, 30-20, 14:05 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Something the Vikings need to watch out for. They cannot go to sleep in this game just because they had a big lead like that. It's just been shrunk from 17-10. How fitting now as the big gray cloud sets over the Vikings stadium field. Right after that big run by the Eagles quarterback Cobbs. And hopefully that'll wake up the Vikings here and make them realize that Laney College is not going to give up in the East Bay Bowl here. Final game of the season for both of these teams. And back to receive the kickoff for the Vikings here with 14:05 remaining. Will be number 19, Markel Neal. Number 2, Damon Collins. Number 14, Jed Barnett comes in to kick off from the 35. And here's the kickoff. Barnett boots it downfield, and Neal's going to take this one from the 2-yard line. Cuts across to the right, back up to the middle, and tripped up by number 34. He grabs his foot right to the 24. That's number 34, Alex Foster. So Kaler and the Vikings come out first and 10 from the 24-yard line with 13:59 remaining here in regulation. Vikings leading by 10, 30-20. See if the Vikings respond here to that huge run by Cobbs. Pull this game a little closer within Laney College reach. Vikings want to put it right back to where it was at 17. So Kaler sets up with Washington and Jackson to the right, Smith and Lewis on the left, and CJ Best behind him at tailback. Play clock now under 5. Kaler Takes the snap. Looking to his left. He's going deep for Lewis. And makes the catch. Hauls it in, but he was too far out of bounds. They rule him. So they rule it incomplete. Say he didn't keep a foot in bounds and brings up second down and 10. Clock stopped at 13:53. Second down and 10 from the 24. This time Washington, Smith, and Lewis will line up stacked on the left. Best behind Kaler and Jackson alone on the right. Washington in motion. Cuts back to the left then. Kaler takes the snap. And launches it downfield again for Lewis. And can't haul it in, but number 22 in on the coverage. Jamal Mayo. Possibly could have been called for pass interference, but no flags on the play, so that'll drop incomplete and bring up third down and 10. This would be a huge stop for Laney if they can get the Vikings to go three and out here. Get the ball right back to try and decrease the 10-point lead now. And Roland will come in, line up on the right with Jackson. Smith and Lewis will line up on the left. Kaler has best right behind him, takes the snap, and he's looking for a man downfield. Lewis again. And he hauls it in. It's complete across midfield to the 44-yard line. And number 22, Mayo, in on the coverage but can't make it enough. It looks like he's shaken up on the play. So three times the charm. Kaler to Lewis finally complete, and it's first down and 10 for the Vikings. Now in Eagle territory. Huge play. Eagles could not get the stop there as they were desperate for it. And now 13:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the 43-yard line in Eagle territory for the Vikings. Kaler lines up with two wideouts on, or three on the left, but puts Roland in motion. Jackson alone. Three on the right, Jackson alone on the left. Kaler takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Best, and keeps it, and finally taken down at the 40-yard line for a gain of about 3 yards on the play.
Initial hit by number three, Randall Schumpert.
Number three, Randall Schumpert makes the initial contact hit. Second down and 7, exactly 13 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter from the 40-yard line. Kaler will line up with Lewis, Smith, and Roland on the left, Jackson to the right. Behind him is C.J. Best. Puts Roland in motion. Joins Jackson to the right side. Hands it off to Best, and he's taken down right away. Loss on the play by number 18, Chris Lee, making the tackle.
Ball carrier met by number 18, Chris Lee.
Dropped back to the 44-yard line. And I'll bring up third down and 11.
Loss on the play makes it third and 11.
Approaching 12 minutes now remaining here in the fourth quarter. Smith Lewis to the right. Terrence Young and Deontay Jackson to the left. Best right behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. Back to pass, looking for someone. Under pressure, hits Smith and takes a big hit from number 24, Nick Pondorf.
24, Trevor Smith with the reception. Immediately by 24, Nick Pondor.
That's going to bring up fourth down, and out comes Hugo De Los Santos, and the Eagles succeed in holding off the Vikings.
Hugo De Los Santos is in.
From adding any points
going
to the 10-point lead.
Aaron George.
As back to receive is number number four, Aaron George, standing right around the 10-yard line as Eagles will get the ball back and try and chip away at this 10-point deficit to the Vikings. And a high snap, De Los Santos brings it in and boots it. And it's going to bounce inside the 10-yard line to the 5. Penalty flag on the play as it looks like there was unnecessary hit there by a Vikings player. Looks like number 58, Ignacio Avila. The ball is originally spotted now at the 4-yard line, but after the call, I'm assuming that'll move up an extra 15 yards, so we'll see what the call is.
Oh my god.
Personal foul. 15 yards.
And it is a personal foul call on Avila. going to move the ball up to the 19-yard line, and that's where Cobbs and the Eagles' offense will come out. First and 10 with 11:08 remaining, trailing by 10, 30-20 here in the fourth quarter. Cobbs puts three stack to the right. Number four, Aaron George alone on the left. Takes the snap, back to pass, under pressure. Hits number two, and then number two, Damon Cobbs. Oh, he doesn't take him down, but he's finally taken down by number 45, finishing off the tackle. That's Kulu. There is a penalty flag on the play.
Ray Buford with the reception.
Personal foul, hands to the face, number 44 defense.
Number 44 on the Vikings. Tui Talia, hands to the face, personal foul call, and that's going to erase the big loss forced by the Vikings defense there on number two, Ray Buford, after making the catch.
Unbelievable.
Moves the ball all the way up to the 34-yard line and an automatic first down. Exactly 11 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Costly penalties will hurt the Vikings down the stretch here in this fourth quarter as they can't keep committing personal foul penalties, giving free yardage to this Eagles offense that, as Cobbs is dropped right around the 33-yard line, loss of one on the play there.
C-Wave
Alsau making the sack. Brings up second down 11, but as I was saying before, the Vikings cannot be taking costly penalties, giving free yardage to the Eagles offense, which is desperately trying to claw their way back into this game, which they already have off of that huge run by Charles Cobbs on their last drive. So stacks three wideouts to the right, number four Aaron George to the left by himself. And he's under pressure quickly and hit, and he's going to be dropped for a big loss on the play. Number 11, number 17, number 23, all in on that for the Vikings. That's Seth Walton, Ray Roach, Derek Johnson, dropping number 10, Charles Cobbs for the Eagles. Loss of six on the play, brings up third and 17 from the 27-yard line. Under 10 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And now Cobbs is going to put two on each side. Has Jackson right to his left, a tailback. Huge third down play here for Laney College. And hits his man, that's number 23, and he's lifted up and then slammed to the ground by a couple Viking players. Number 23, Curtis Holden, making the catch, and that's a big gain on the play, but not enough for the first down. Gets to the 41-yard line. We'll see what they call here. They're going to bring out the punting unit. Fourth down and four, but the Vikings should watch out for a fake here. There's not too much time remaining here for the Eagles. Surprised to see them punting. Back to receive the punt is number 84, Terrence Young, standing at the 20. And it looks like it was a potential fake there. He was reading to see what the Vikings were going to call.
Away from it!
And they're going to down it inside or right around the 6-yard line, it looks like. As Jed Barnett took the snap and looked like he was getting ready to run with it, but Vikings read the fake well and forced him to punt it down, but Eagles do place it deep down in Viking territory at the 6-yard line, and that's where Kaler and the Vikings offense will come out and start first and 10 with 8:22 remaining here in the fourth quarter, leading by 10, 30-20 here in the East Bay Bowl between Laney College and DVC. So Kaler sets up with two wideouts on each side. CJ Best standing in the end zone behind him at tailback. Takes the snap, handoff to Best. And he's got a lane, and he's taken down by number 18, Chris Lee. Short gain, if anything, on that play. Gain of a yard, it looks like. So second down and 9. Ball will be placed at the 7-yard line.
Gain of 1, second and 9. From the 7.
The Eagles need a three and out here and try and get the ball back as soon as they can. Vikings going to just probably continue running the ball if they can keep getting yardage off of it, keep the clock running. Eagles still have all three of their timeouts. DVC has none of theirs. Launches it downfield for Robertson. It's incomplete. Number 22 in on the coverage. Jamal Mayo almost picked off. Robertson almost had to act like a defensive back there and try and knock it out of his hands, prevent the interception. But that'll stop the clock at 7:40, the incompletion. So brings up 3rd and 9 from the 7-yard line. And Kaler's going to put Lewis, Smith, and Young on the left and Jackson alone on the right. Vikings moving from our perspective left to right here. Trayvon Hanna in at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, launches it downfield for Lewis, and it's complete across the 20-yard line to the 25. Complete for a Viking first down. Lewis looks like he's a little shaken up on that play after making that crucial third down catch. And Robertson will come back into this game along with number 89, Eric Robinson. So Robertson and Robinson coming in, replacing the shaken up number 15, Andre Lewis, and 24, Trevor Smith. And correction, they're going to keep Lewis in there, and they're going to bring Terrell Robertson to the sideline. 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line for the Vikings as we approach 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Play clock now under 10. Kaler with two wideouts on each side. Trayvon Hanna behind him at tailback. Hands it off to Hanna. Hanna goes up the middle. Breaks across the 40 and gets to the 40. Excuse me, across the 30. Gets to the 35-yard line, close to the first down marker. And they're going to give him the first down. So a first down run by Trayvon Hanna on first down. Gets to the 35, 1st and 10 for the Vikings. Under 7 minutes now remaining here in the fourth quarter. They're going to let the clock just keep tick away. Keep ticking away. The Eagles still holding on to all three of their timeouts. This time Kaler puts Eric Robinson, number 89. And number 84, Terrence Young on the right. Lewis, and looks like Roland on the left. Nope, that's Butler on the left. Kaler takes the snap. He's looking for... Oh, it's picked off! Number 17, Brandon Justin, all the way down for a pick six. That's the second one thrown by Quinn Kaler today. He was under pressure looking for number 89, Eric Robinson. And then number 17, Brandon Justin, the defensive back, just jumped right into the passing lane, picked it off, brought it all the way back down for a touchdown, and just like that, it's 6 points for the Eagles as they pull within four. It's 30-26 with 6:22 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We await the PAT from number 61, Edgar Pulido. That would put it within a one-possession game of just 3 points. So the Vikings just shooting themselves in the foot here. And the Eagles surging with some momentum as the kick is up and it is good. And the Eagles pull within three all here in the fourth quarter. They were trailing by 17, 30 to 13. And just like that, they put up 14 points off of a huge touchdown run, 76-yard run by a quarterback keeper by Charles Cobbs, number 10. And great defense here by number 17, Brandon Justin, getting the pick six off of Kaler. That's Kaler's second thrown interception that's been returned for a touchdown by the Eagles. So just like that, it's 30-27, 6:22 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Vikings on top. Just barely here in the East Bay Bowl against the Laney College Eagles. So we're back here with 6:22 remaining in the fourth quarter as the Eagles are surging with momentum. They were trailing by 17, pull it within three now as Barnett kicks it off. And looks like Markel Neal's going to take that from the 2-yard line. Looking, you know, he switches his path, goes down to the right sideline, makes his way to the 20, to the 25, and taken down by number 31 and number 8. And there is a penalty on the play. It looks like number 30 on the Vikings, Devin Campbell, with a late hit there on number 4, Aaron George. That's going to push the Vikings all the way down. Rather than starting at the 25, that'll push them down to the 10-yard line, it looks like. So, poor field position for the Vikings after a poor decision.
My God, man, how many
on number 30 on the Vikings. And we'll see where they place the ball, still awaiting from the official. And they're going to place it right at the 13-yard line. Scratch that. We'll call it the 14-yard
line.
First and 10 for the Vikings. Leading by 3, 30-27 with 6:13 remaining here in the fourth quarter of the East Bay Bowl against the Laney College Eagles. Kaler sets up with 3 wideouts on the left. That's Armani Washington, Trevor Smith. And number 8 is Rel Robertson. And Kaler's going to keep it, and he's going to be taken down for a short gain on the play.
Chris Lee, 18 and 42. Joe
looks like there is an injured player on the field. And injured on the play is Quinn Kaler, number 11. Shaking up on the play, and that's going to force. Looks like number 12, Nico Fortino, to come into the game as he's warming up his arm right now.
No, Nico.
Oh. And 6:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. Injury timeout on the field for an injured number 11, Quinn Kaler. Vikings leading just by 3, 30-27, but the Eagles riding on some big momentum here in the fourth quarter of the East Bay Bowl between the Laney College Eagles and the DVC Vikings. So good to see Quinn Kaler up and walking himself off the field here.
Coming in at quarterback for DVC,
but now coming in at quarterback is number 12, Nico Fortino. Not the right time to go to your second string here. Be forced to go to your second string here when you're just leading, holding on to a lead by 3 points. But hopefully Fortino can come out and help the Vikings drive downfield and try and expand their 3-point lead. He lines up with 2 wideouts on each side. CJ Best behind him at tailback. He's going to fake the handoff, and he's going to keep it. Fortino running across to the 20-yard line. Gets taken down right at the 21. Decent gain on the play.
Ibrahim Shahi trips him up.
Gain of about 6, it looks like. So 3rd down and 3.
Back in is Quinn Kaler.
And just like that, Quinn Kaler is back in the game. I guess he's okay. So good to see Quinn Kaler back in the game. But good play by Fortino. That's the play he was in. So Kaler sets up with 3 wideouts on the right. Smith, Young, and Lewis to the right. Best behind him at tailback. Jackson Malone on the left. Kaler launches it to the right, intended for Young, number 21, Aaron Christmas in on the coverage. Falls incomplete, and it's 4th down for the Vikings. They're forced to punt. Hugo De Los Santos coming out.
Now on the field is Hugo.
And number 4, Aaron George, back to receive the punt. 40-yard line, he is standing in Eagle territory. 4:59 remaining here in the fourth quarter. This one's going to come down to the wire, it looks like. Vikings holding on to a 3-point lead. They have yet to score in the fourth. However, the Laney College Eagles have scored all of their second half points here in the fourth quarter. 2 touchdowns. The punt. Dropped! It's fumbled! It's muffed! And will the Vikings get it? There's a flag on the play. We'll see what the initial call is here on the recovery, as it was a muffed punt by George. And it looks like the Eagles came away with it, but there is a penalty flag on the play, so we'll see what the call is.
We have our winning ticket coming up.
And it's against the Vikings, kick catch interference. And another costly penalty against the Vikings, and that's going to give the Eagles great territory to work with here, as they are only trailing by 3 points with 4:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
after the penalty. Here is your winning ticket.
And they're going to put the ball at the 39-yard line in Viking territory to start first and 10.
That number is 2-4-4
for the Eagles.
7-3-7. Come on up if you have that dunk it.
Here comes Cobbs with two wideouts on the left. Vikings need to get that great defense they had in the first three quarters back on the field. They hand it off to number 7, Jackson, up the middle. Taken down right at the 35-yard line for a gain of 4 on the play. They'll bring up second down and 6. Clock ticking. Remember, the Eagles still have all three of their timeouts. Vikings have none. Cobbs comes back from the sideline after getting the play call from coach.
Looking for that winning ticket of 2-4-4.
Sets up with two wideouts on the right this time. That's Milton and George. Two men behind them. Cobbs takes the snap on second down and 6. Play clock hits 1 and hits 0. And before the delay of game, there is a timeout call by Laney. So the Eagles trailing 30-27 with 4:08 remaining here in the fourth quarter of the East Bay Bowl. So on second down and 6, same formation, two wideouts on the right. Cobbs takes a snap, he's under pressure, he's going to be sacked! No, he escapes it! He's back inside their own territory, throws it to number 7, and it's complete to Jackson! Taken down, finally pushed out of bounds. What a play. It was Cobbs chased all the way back into their own zone about 20 yards. Excuse me, about 15 to 20 yards back into their own zone, and he launched it downfield to number 7, Kyle Jackson, complete for a 2-yard gain on the play. So it brings up third down and 4.
She won $194
from the 33-yard line. This is a big third down. I mean, we should expect the Eagles to go for it if they can't convert here on third down. So they could treat this like a second down potentially, where they try and get some of the yardage, but they're obviously going to try and get all 4 yards. But you can anticipate that they will go for it on fourth down. So 3:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Play clock under 5. What are they going to do?
Why are you resetting 25?
Confusion there on the play. Takes the snap, Cobbs back to pass, launching it downfield. Oh, and Tyrone Walker tried to dive for the interception as number 4, Aaron George, was let out a little too far by Charles Cobbs. That stops the clock at 3:39. And it's fourth down and 4, and like I said, we can expect them to go for it. Laney going for it on fourth down from the 33-yard line, trailing 30-27. Two timeouts remaining here in the game. 3:39, we can expect that if they don't go for it, they are not out of this thing, or if they don't get it, they're not out of it. But this would be a huge stop for the Vikings defense. Cobb sets up with 3 stacks on the left. Number 4, Aaron George, alone on the right. Back to pass, Cobbs under pressure. They're going to drop him, and he throws it incomplete. Doesn't matter. Turnover on downs. Good defense there by the Vikings. At a crucial point in the game, they hold him. And Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 33-yard line. What a huge stop by the Vikings defense. 3:32 remaining here in the game. We can expect that they are going to run the ball to try and run this clock out. However, Laney College does have 2 timeouts remaining here in the game. So DVC needs to get yardage on these runs. They need to get first downs. They cannot go 3 and out here. That will give Laney College plenty of time to convert. So Kaler sets up with 3 wideouts to the left, puts Lewis alone on the right, CJ Best at tailback, they hand it off to Best. Best goes up the middle, has a lane, no, oh, it breaks away almost, but he's tripped up by number 42.
CJ Best.
That's Joe Fotu. By 32,
Joe Fotu.
So a minimal gain on the play of just 1 yard. They're going to let the clock keep running. Laney's not going to waste any of their timeouts. Second down and 9 from the 34-yard line. We approach 3 minutes now remaining here in the fourth quarter. Smith and Lewis will be on the right. Number 80, that's Terrell Robertson on the left, along with number, I want to say 87, Armani Washington. No, 83, Curtis Butler. Kayla takes a snap. Hits Smith! Complete right around the 40-yard line. Tackled by number 21, Aaron Christmas. By the Eagles. And that's going to bring up third down and short. Just 2 yards to go. Just about third down and two to go.
Third and three for DVC.
From the 41-yard line. DVC needs this first down. Laney College needs this stop. Still have two timeouts. They're not wasting them. We're approaching 2 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Three wideouts on the left. Lewis alone on the right. CJ Best behind Taylor at tailback. Hands it off to Best. Best has the first down. Breaks one guy. He's just got a few guys to beat. Twist around. CJ Best downfield. Finally taken down at the 15-yard line. What a run by CJ Best. And that will give the Vikings some huge momentum here as they charge all the way down to the 15-yard line in Eagle territory for a huge third down conversion. And the clock will keep ticking now as we hit 2 minutes exactly remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ball placed at the 17-yard line after the huge run by CJ Best. First and 10 for the Vikings, number 80, Terrell Robertson, number 83, Curtis Butler, number 24, Trevor Smith, lined up on the left. 15, Andre Lewis to the right. Trayvon Hanna behind Kaler at tailback. Takes the snap. Hand off to Hanna. No, Kaler keeps it and dives forward across the 15-yard line for a gain of about 3 yards on the play. Ball will be spotted at the 14. And Laney's going to call their second timeout. We'll have one remaining. Clock stopped at 1:34 here in the fourth quarter. It'll be second down and 7 from the 14-yard line after the Kaler keeper. And they're going to reset the game clock to 1:37 in the fourth quarter. DVC leading by 3, 30-27 over the Eagles of Laney College here in the first ever East Bay Bowl. So after the second timeout called by Laney College at second down and 7 from the 14-yard line. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Best. Best makes his way across, and he slips and falls.
Hand off to Best. He goes down quickly. 18,
and
Chris
he's going to lose yardage on that one, and they're going to call their final timeout. Laney College. Stops the clock at 1:31. Falls at the 17 now, brings up third down.
Laney has used their allotment of timeouts.
And right around 10, it looks like.
Neither team with timeouts at 1:31 here in the fourth.
So with 1:31 remaining, DVC still leading 30-27. We'll be back after Laney's final timeout of the game. So back here after the Laney College Eagles final timeout. DVC coming up with a crucial third down here in 11 from the 18-yard line. If they convert, we can probably safe to say that DVC wins, but if they don't and they're held, we can expect DVC probably to maybe go for a field goal attempt from Vanier. He already hit a 38-yarder earlier this game. Huge third down here for the Vikings, 3rd and 11. If they get it, this could be the game. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Best, goes up the middle. Best still on his feet and gets to the 11-yard line. They're short of the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down. They're going to run the clock.
Justin with the tackle on Best. Ball on the 11-yard line. Fourth down for DVC.
As we approach 1 minute now. Now we are under a minute now. Play clock at 15. It'll take all the way down to right around just over 40 seconds, it looks like. So fourth and three, the Vikings going for it. They need 3 yards. 2 seconds on the play clock. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Hanna. Hanna goes up, and he's stopped. Hanna's stopped short. Right at the 11-yard line, and that's a turnover on downs, and Laney College is going to take over, and they have 38.4 seconds to work with here. No timeouts remaining for either team.
Ball goes to Laney College. 38.4 seconds.
So out will come number 10, Charles Cobbs. And we'll see what this Eagles offense has left in it with 38.4 seconds remaining, trailing by 3 to the Vikings, 30-27. Do or die for both teams here. It's up to the Vikings defense to hold on. It's up to the Eagles offense to come back and try and win this game, the first ever East Bay Bowl. Cobbs puts three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Back to pass, downfield. Hits his man, Aaron George, makes the completion, runs out of bounds. Stops the clock at 33.9. Looks like that'll bring up second down and one from the 20-yard line. Cobbs was very close to being sacked on that play, but just got the ball off in time, hit his man. A gain of 9 yards. Second down and one. Cobbs puts one man to the right. That's Aaron George. Again by himself to the right. Three stacked on the left this time. Looks like that's Jackson, who was left at tailback. Back to pass. Looking for George again. And it's almost intercepted by Tyrone Walker. Number 5 just threw his hands. That would have been the game. But it falls incomplete, and that brings up third and one, 29.4 remaining here. Clock is stopped after the incompletion. Talk about a very, very exciting finish here to this East Bay Bowl game here in Pleasant Hill, California, between DVC and Laney College. The clouds start coming in after it was a sunny day all day. Cobbs takes the snap, and he's dropped for a loss! And they're going to have to hurry up here. It's fourth down. 43. Siway Vassal making the sack. Clock now hits 15. Fourth down. Takes the snap. There's a penalty flag on the play.
The sack was made by 43, Siway Vassal.
And offsides on number 10, Kyle Cragen on the Vikings. Poor decision there as they had the clock running and they had the Eagles hurrying. That moves them up 5 yards.
Fourth and one,
clock stopped with 11 seconds. We'll see what Cobbs calls here, if it's just a Hail Mary call. He puts two wideouts, spread on the left. Two more bunch on the right. Jackson, right to Cobbs' right, takes the snap. Clock ticking, we're under 10 seconds. Launches it way downfield, he's open. Tyrone Walker, incomplete. That's gonna be a turnover on downs. Clock stopped at 2.2, it's Vikings ball. There's a penalty flag on the play. Roughing the passer call on the Vikings. What a costly penalty here on DVC. That's gonna give the Eagles one more chance. An automatic first down, moves up 15 yards. And one more shot at the end zone. And they're going to reset the clock to 4 seconds. 30-27, Vikings leading the Laney College Eagles. What a finish here. Here in the fourth quarter, just 4 seconds remaining. No timeouts for either team. Ball's on the 36-yard line in Eagle territory. First and 10. Way down, standing at the 20-yard line of the Vikings, is number 80, Terrell Robertson. This is the final play, most likely, of the East Bay Bowl game between Laney and DVC. Cobbs, gonna go back out to the left side. What's he gonna do? Launches it downfield. And it's tipped and incomplete. DVC wins the East Bay Bowl. The Diablo Valley College Vikings are the East Bay Bowl champions of 2012 over the Laney College Eagles. What a finish to this game. Laney College fights back in the fourth quarter, trailing by 17, scores 2 touchdowns, 1, a 76-yard run by number 10, Charles Cobbs, the quarterback, on a quarterback keeper, and then an interception returned all the way downfield by Brandon Justin, number 17. That was Kaler's second thrown interception for a touchdown. And they pull within 3 points, 30-27, but DVC holds on with literally 4 seconds remaining. Cobbs launches it downfield, incomplete. Vikings win. They are East Bay Bowl champions of 2012, and what a way to finish off this season as DVC goes 3-1 in the Mid-Empire Conference, 7-4 overall with this bowl win, ranked number 9 in NorCal coming into this game. We'll have to see where they finish. Laney College will fall to 5-6 overall with this bowl game, coming into this game ranked number 14 in NorCal, 3-1 in their conference. They share the title in the Golden Gate Conference at first place.
In a few moments, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have the presentation.
And what a season it has been for the DVC Vikings, dropping their first three games to heartbreakers, very close games. The first one to City College of San Francisco in overtime. Final score is 48-41. They dropped their first home game and our first broadcast ever for the DVC Vikings football podcast to Santa Rosa, 28-26. And then they dropped to San Mateo, 35-21, with another heartbreaker. Then DVC fought back in their season, winning over Chabot, big, 44-20. Then over Merced, even bigger, 41-17. And then, well, actually, same score difference, 41-17, 44-20. Then DVC over Monterey, huge, with a 44-point win, 47-3 over Monterey. Then DVC back at home over Reedley, 49-21. They dropped their game against Siskiyou's, 34-27. That was a hard-fought game. DVC couldn't pull that one off. Came back home, beat Sac City, 38-15, and then dropped Feather River at home in the snow, 27-17. That was last week. And then coming into the East Bay Bowl, the first one here at Viking Stadium. Hard-fought game between these two talented teams, the Laney College Eagles and the DVC Vikings. Final score, Vikings come out on top, 30-27. They are the 2012 East Bay Bowl champions. And what a season it has been for us here at the DVC Vikings football podcast. My name is Ben Ebert. It's been a pleasure doing this season for you. Hopefully see you guys next season. Go Vikings, and keep up your support with DVC Vikings Athletics. Basketball season coming up, also baseball season in the spring. Very exciting times here at DVC. Final score of the East Bay Bowl game here at Viking Stadium. The Vikings 30, Laney College Eagles 27. The Vikings are 2012 East Bay Bowl champions. Thanks a lot. This is Benjamin Everett for the DVC Vikings football podcast. See you guys next season.